Plus, they painted some people up like animals, and now it's over.
It seemed that way. If you think you need to go to a gym to lose weight, stay in shape, and have a body like this, think again. This is Bowflex, the real workout.
When you're looking for a home, your real estate agent is a big part of your life. You need someone you can count on.
Well, I studied science and medicine and skincare and combined those two in your skin solution line. That's exactly how I did it. I so much appreciate you. Thank you. Nice to have you with us as always.
Thank you.
We would love to take your phone calls. This really is a very good.
When you contact a Remix agent to help you buy or sell a home, you expect service that's a little out of the ordinary. After all, Remix agents average more experience and more sales than other agents. So next time you need outstanding real estate service,
sleep.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you scared me.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing here?
I just thought I'd check up on you. Why aren't you in bed?
Your student's still here. He's up in your study.
He's not my student anymore. He's teaching now. He's a bright kid.
What time is it?
After midnight.
So.
Happy birthday.
Dad.
Do I ever forget?
Thank you.
27. I can't believe it.
Neither can I.
God damn it, I forgot the glasses. Do you want me to,
No.
This is the worst champagne I have ever tasted. It's not even champagne.
The bottle's the right shape.
Windy Valley Vineyards. I didn't know they made wine in Wisconsin. You want some?
I hope you're not spending your birthday alone.
I'm not alone.
I don't count.
Why not?
I'm your old man. Go out with some friends.
Yeah, right.
Aren't your friends taking you out?
Nope.
Why not?
Because in order for your friends to take you out, you generally have to have friends.
Ah.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
You have friends. What about that cute blonde? What was her name?
What?
She lives over on Ellis Avenue. Used to spend every meal together.
Christy Jacobson?
Christy Jacobson, yeah.
That was in third grade, Dad.
Oh.
Last time I saw her was in a sandbox.
What about Claire?
She's not my friend. She's my sister. And she's in New York, and I don't like her.
I thought she was coming in.
Not till tomorrow.
My advice, if you can't sleep at night, is to sit down and do some mathematics.
Oh, please.
We could do some together, the old way.
I can't think of anything worse.
Line by line, out loud, through the argument.
Are you sure you don't want any?
You better get cracking. By the time I was your age, I'd already done my best work.
How old were you? When it started.
What?
You know, when you got sick.
Ah, 26, 27. Is that what you're worried about?
I've thought about it.
Just because I went buckhouse doesn't mean you will. This stuff is not strictly hereditary. They know that now. Listen to me. Life changes fast in your 20s and it shakes you up. You're feeling down. It's been a bad week. You've had a lousy couple of years. No one knows that better than me. You're going to be okay.
I am.
Yes, I promise you. The simple fact that we can talk about this together is a good sign.
A good sign?
Yeah.
Oh, how could it be a good sign?
Because crazy people don't sit around wondering if they're nuts.
They don't?
Of course not. They've got better things to do. Take it from me. A very good sign that you're crazy is an inability to ask the question, am I crazy?
Even if the answer is yes?
Crazy people don't ask, you see?
Huh.
Scum, what do you say? Let's call it night. You go up and get some sleep, and then in the morning you can...
Wait.
What's the matter?
It doesn't make sense.
Sure it does.
No.
Where's the problem?
The problem is... you are crazy.
So?
So, you said a crazy person would never admit that.
Ah, I see.
So...
it's a point.
So how can you admit it?
Well, because... I'm also dead. Aren't I?
You died a week ago.
Aneurysm. 63 years old. The funeral's tomorrow.
Did I hurt you?
No, it's okay.
Good.
Mr. Dobbs, you gonna stand there forever? This is my daughter, Catherine.
Hi.
Hi.
Mr. Dobbs is in our infinite program as he approaches completion of his dissertation. Time approaches infinity.
Catherine?
What?
I'm sorry, I just wanted to say I'm done for the night.
Good.
Champagne, huh?
Yes.
Celebrating?
Do you want some?
Sure.
I'm done. You can take the rest with you.
Oh, no thanks.
Take it. I'm done.
I'm driving. Well, I'll let myself out.
Good.
When should I come back?
Come back?
Yeah, I'm nowhere near finished. Maybe tomorrow?
We have a funeral tomorrow.
You're right. I'm sorry. I was going to attend, if that's all right.
Sure.
What about Sunday? Will you be around?
You've had 3 days.
I know you don't need anybody in your hair right now, but, someone's got to go through your dad's stuff.
There's nothing up there.
There are 103 notebooks.
He was a graphomaniac, Harold. Do you know what that is?
Yes, he wrote compulsively. Call me Hal.
It's like a monkey at a typewriter. 103 notebooks full of bullshit.
I'm prepared to look at every page. Are you?
No. I'm not crazy.
Well, I'm gonna be late. Some friends of mine are in this band. They're playing in a bar up on Diversity, way down the bill. They go on around 2:30. I said I'd be there.
Great.
They're all in the math department. They're really good. They have this song called I. You'd like it, lowercase I. They just stand there. They don't play anything for 3 minutes.
Imaginary number.
It's a math joke. You see why they're way down the bill.
It's a long drive. See some nerds in a band.
You know, I hate when people say that. It's not really that long of a drive.
So they are nerds.
Oh, they're raging geeks. But they're geeks who, you know, can dress themselves and hold down a job at a major university. Some of them have switched from glasses to contacts. They play sports. They play in a band. They get laid surprisingly often, so it makes you kind of question the whole set of terms. Geek, nerd, wonk, Dilbert, paste eater.
You're in this band, aren't you?
Okay, yes. I play the drums. You want to come? I never sing. I swear to God.
No, thanks.
All right, look, Catherine, Monday, what do you say?
Don't you have a job?
Yes, I have a full teaching load this quarter, plus my own work.
Plus band practice?
Plus I teach hockey to 10-year-olds twice a week.
You make me sick.
Look, I don't have time to do this, but I have to, if you'll let me. I loved your dad, and I don't believe a mind like his can just shut down. He had lucid moments, a lucid year, a whole year 3 years ago.
Sorry.
Look, let me... Wait. You're 27, right?
How old are you?
Doesn't matter, listen.
How old are you?
I'm 26, all right? When your dad was younger than both of us, he made major contributions to 3 fields. Game theory, algebraic geometry, nonlinear opera.
Me.
Look, if I came up with 1/10 of the shit that your dad produced, I could write my ticket to any math department in the country.
Give me your backpack.
Why?
Because I want to look inside it.
What?
Just open it up and give it to me.
Oh, come on.
You're not taking anything out of this house.
I wouldn't do that.
You're hoping to find something upstairs you can publish?
Sure.
Then you can write your own ticket?
What? No, no. It would be under your dad's name. It would be for your dad.
I don't believe you have something in that backpack.
What are you talking
about? Give it to me!
Look, you're being a little paranoid.
Just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean there isn't something in that backpack.
You said yourself that there was nothing up there, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes.
So what would I take, right?
You're right.
Thank you. Oh, what the hell? This isn't an airport.
You can come back.
The University Health Service is very good.
I'm fine.
Also, exercise is great. I go running along the lake a couple mornings a week. It really clears my head. It's not too cold yet. If you wanted to, I could pick you up.
No, thanks.
All right, well, I'm gonna be late for the show. I better go. Good night.
Wait, you forgot your jacket.
Well, oh, no, you...
I'm paranoid.
Wait.
You think I should go jogging?
Just hold on.
Get out.
Wait,
let me get the hell out of my house.
Explain.
You stole this from me. You stole it from my...
I'm gonna show you something.
Give it back.
Wait.
Just... I'm calling the police.
What? Don't. Look, I borrowed the book, all right? Because I found something. Something your father wrote. Not math. Just something you wrote.
I'd like to report a robbery.
What? Will you put the phone down and listen to me?
A robbery.
It's about you. It's written about...
Yes, he's in the house right now.
Look here. Here's your name.
I'm 4655.
Catherine.
So...
Look, not a bad day. Some pretty good news from Catherine. I'm not sure what that meant. I thought you might.
When did he write this?
3 years ago. Machinery is not working yet, but there is cause for optimism. The machinery is what he called his mind, his ability to do mathematics.
I know.
Talking with students helps. So does riding in buses. Most of all, Kathy. Her refusal to let me be institutionalized, caring for me herself, has certainly saved my life. Made writing this possible. Made it possible to imagine doing math again. Where does her strength come from? I can never repay her. Today is her birthday. She is 24. I'm taking her to dinner.
So, what are we going to do on your birthday?
Dad.
Let's get the hell out of this neighborhood. What will it be? Let's go to the north side of Chinatown, Greek town. I don't know. What's good anymore?
Dad.
Hmm?
I'm going to school.
When?
I'm going to start at Northwestern at the end of the month.
Northwestern?
I shouldn't have tried to sneak it out. I mean, I know it sounds stupid now, but I was gonna wrap it. Happy birthday.
What's wrong with Chicago?
You still teach there. I'm sorry, that is too weird. Me taking classes in your department?
It's a long drive.
It's not that long. It's half an hour.
Still, twice a day.
Dad, I live there.
You'd actually want to live in Evanston?
I'd still be close. I can come home whenever you want. Look, you been well. You've been really well for almost 7 months now. I don't think you need me here every minute of the day. Yes?
Someone here call the police?
No, honey, I think we should put the aqua plates on the registry and the brown couch. Your mother said she wanted to buy us a substantial piece of furniture, and that's the biggest thing that I could find that would fit in our apartment. Well, then don't worry about it, honey. I'll be home by tomorrow night. Yeah, let's just get through today first. Hold on a second. Hi! Huh? I don't know if she didn't pick up when I called. Hopefully better than yesterday. First thing I'm gonna do is throw her into the shower and get her out in the sun. Better. Much.
Thanks.
You feel better?
Yep.
You look a million times better. Have some coffee.
Okay. No, black.
Have a little milk. Have a banana.
No. Thank you.
Well, it's a good thing I brought food. There is nothing in the house.
I've been meaning to go shopping.
Do you want a bagel?
No. I hate breakfast. Still making those lists, huh?
Oh. It's a compulsion.
Do you ever cheat and tick off something you haven't actually done yet?
Well, I would only be cheating myself.
Right.
Did you use that conditioner I brought you?
No, shit, I forgot.
Oh, it's my favorite. You'll love it, Katie. I want you to try it.
I'll try it next time.
You'll like it. It has jojoba.
What is jojoba?
It's something they put in for healthy hair.
Hair is dead.
What?
It's dead tissue. You can't make it healthy.
Whatever. It's something that's good for your hair.
Like what? A chemical?
No, it's organic.
It can be organic and still be a chemical.
I don't know what it is.
Have you ever heard of organic chemistry?
It makes my hair look, smell, and feel good, and that is the extent of my information about it. You might like it. If you decide to use it.
Thanks. I'll try it.
If you don't have anything to wear for today, we could go shopping downtown.
Okay.
It'll be fun. My birthday present.
Great.
Is there anything else you need?
No, I'm cool.
Anything at all while I'm here?
Mm-mm.
I thought we'd have some people over tonight. If you're feeling okay.
We are burying Dad this afternoon.
You have to have something. People expect it. And it's the only time I can see any old Chicago friends. It'll be nice. I think Dad would have wanted us to have a good time. It's a funeral, but we don't have to be completely grim about it. Mitch says hi.
Hi.
He sends you his love. I told him you would see him soon enough. We're getting married!
No shit.
Yes! We just decided.
Yikes.
Yes!
Oh, when?
In January. You know, his job is great. I just got promoted.
Huh.
You will come.
Yeah, sure. In January. I mean, it's not like I have to check my schedule or anything. Sure.
Do you know what you want to do now?
No.
Do you want to stay in Chicago?
I don't know.
Do you want to go back to school?
I haven't thought about it.
Well, there's a lot to think about. How do you feel?
Physically? Great. Except my hair seems kind of unhealthy. I wish there was something I could do about that.
Catherine.
What is the point of all these questions, Claire?
Katie, some police officers came by while you were in the shower.
Yeah. They said they were checking up on things there and wanted to see how everything was this morning.
That was nice of them. What about this?
They said they responded to a call last night and came to the house.
Yeah?
Did you call the police last night?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I thought the house was being robbed.
But it wasn't?
No. I changed my mind.
The police told me you seemed disoriented and abusive.
These guys were assholes, Claire.
They seemed perfectly nice.
They wouldn't leave. They wanted me to, like, fill out a report.
Were you abusive?
This one cop kept spitting on me when he talked. It was disgusting.
Did you use the word dickhead?
I don't remember.
Did you tell one cop to go have sex with the other cop's mother?
No!
That's what they said.
Not with that phrasing.
Did you strike one of them?
They were trying to come into the house.
Oh,
no, I might have pushed him a little.
They said you seemed disturbed.
They were trying to come in and search my house.
You called them.
Yes, but I didn't actually want them to come.
So why did you call?
Because I was trying to get this guy out of the house.
What is this man's name?
How? Harold Dobbs.
Because the police said that you were the only person there.
Because he left before they got there.
With the notebooks?
No, Claire, don't be stupid. There are over 100 notebooks. He was only stealing one. But he was stealing it so he could give it back to me. So I let him go so he could go play with his band on the north side. What about this one?
His band?
He was late. He wanted me to come with him. I was like, you're all right.
Is Harold Dobbs your boyfriend?
No.
Are you sleeping with him?
Ew! No! He's a math geek.
And he's in a band? A rock band?
No. A marching band? He plays trombone. Yes! A rock band.
What is the name of this band?
How should I know?
Harold Dobbs didn't tell you the name of his rock band?
No.
Well, is Harold Dobbs...
Stop saying Harold Dobbs.
Is this person...
Harold Dobbs exists!
I'm sure he does.
He's a mathematician at the University of Chicago. Call the freaking math department!
Mitch has become an excellent cook. It's like his hobby now. He buys all these gadgets, garlic press, olive oil sprayer. Every night there's something new. The other day, he made vegetarian chili.
What are you talking about?
Stay with us for a while.
I'm okay here.
Chicago is dead. New York is so much more fun.
Well, the fun thing is not really where my head's at the moment.
You look so tired.
I am.
I just think you could use some downtime.
Downtime?
Katie, please, you've had a very hard time.
I'm perfectly okay.
I think you're upset and exhausted.
I was fine till you got here.
But,
Catherine!
Who is that? Harold Dobbs!
Hi.
Okay? I really don't need this, Claire. I'm fine, you know? I'm totally fine. And then you show up here with these questions, like, are you okay, with that soothing tone of voice? And, oh, the poor policeman. I mean, I think the policemen can handle themselves. And bagels and bananas and jojoba and come to New York and vegetarian chili? I mean, it really pisses me off, so just save it.
I'm Claire, I'm Catherine's sister.
Oh, hi, Hal. Nice to meet you.
So he had to go back and fix the paper in galleys. He pretty much held it together with baling wire. This is a man who, back in the UK at the age of 22, basically invented the mathematical techniques for studying rational behavior and gave the astrophysicist plenty to think about when he came over here. Men like Robert Llewellyn come into the world very rarely. And we will miss the man intensely. But the work will endure.
Wow. I can't believe how many people are here. I never knew he had this many friends. Where have you all been for the last 5 years? I guess to you guys he was already dead, right? I mean, what's a great man without his greatness? Just some old guy. So you probably want to catch up on what you missed out on. He used to read all day. He kept demanding more and more books. I was getting them out of the library by the carload. There were hundreds. And then one day I realized he wasn't reading. He believed aliens were sending him messages through the Dewey Decimal numbers in the library books he was trying to work out the code. He used to shuffle around in his slippers. He talked to himself. He stank. I had to make sure he bathed, which was embarrassing. Oh, then he started writing 19, 20 hours a day. I got him this huge case of notebooks. He used every one. I dropped out of school. You see, he was convinced that he was writing the most beautiful, elegant proofs. Proofs like music. I'm glad he's dead.
Catherine.
Catherine. Don't call the cops.
I can't believe I just said that.
No, definitely push the envelope.
I think I need to go home.
And I'll drive you.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna walk.
It's a long walk.
Thanks.
The daycare is excellent, and we're starting to apply for preschools now, which locks you into a commitment.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Do you ever miss Chicago?
No.
I mean, no.
You have the house now, though. You and Mitch should move back in.
You look great.
Claire gave it to me.
I like it.
It doesn't really fit.
Sure it does.
You can't prove it.
Well, I can try and disprove the opposite. I can prove that it doesn't not fit.
How?
I can take a vote.
Dear old man. Hell of a guy.
Thank you.
Too bad he went nuts. Hell of a guy anyway. What do you do?
I'm a currency analyst. I probably inherited 1,000 of my father's talent. Are you a mathematician?
Ooh, Christ, no. Theoretical physics.
So the physicist.
Drink up.
When do you think they'll leave?
No way to know. Mathematicians are insane. I went to this conference in Toronto last fall. I have never been so exhausted in my life. 48 straight hours of partying, drinking, drugs, papers, lectures.
Drugs?
Amphetamines, mostly. I mean, I don't. Some of the older guys are really hooked. They think they need it.
Why?
I guess there's this fear that your creativity peaks around 23 and then it's all downhill from there.
That's what my dad thought.
I guess all the really original work, it's all of young guys.
Young guys?
No, there are some women.
Really? Who?
There's a woman at Stanford. I can't remember her name.
Sophie Germain?
Yeah, I think I've seen her at meetings, but I don't think I've met her.
She was born in Paris in 1776.
Then I've definitely never met her. Oh, I'm Sophie Germain. I'm stupid. Germain primes.
Right.
Like double them and add one, you get another prime. Like two is prime, double plus one is five, also prime.
Right. Or 92,305 times 2 to the 16,998th plus 1.
Right.
That's the biggest one, the biggest known one.
Oh, what the hell are they doing here?
It's called I.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
You're probably right. That book I stole, I'm starting to think it's the only lucid one, and there's no math in it.
Nope.
I mean, I'll keep reading, but if I can't find anything in the next couple of days, I'll...
Back to the hockey rink?
Yep.
And your own research?
Such as it is.
What's wrong with it?
The big ideas aren't there.
Well, it's not about big ideas. It's work. You gotta chip away at a problem.
It's not what your dad did.
I think it was, in a way. I mean, he'd attack a problem from the side, you know, from some weird angle. Sneak up on it, grind away at it.
I don't know.
I'm just guessing.
I enjoy teaching.
You might come up with something.
It's not gonna happen. I'm 26, remember the downward slope?
Have you tried speed? I heard it helps.
Yeah.
So... this is my room.
Ah. You read a lot of math.
No, I read Cosmo. That's just window dressing.
You're a mysterious person, Catherine, you know that? You want a drink?
I'm okay.
We never got to celebrate your birthday.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm a little drunk.
It's okay. Ah.
always liked you.
You did?
But then I thought, you don't flirt with your doctoral advisor's daughter.
Especially when your advisor's crazy.
Especially then.
I saw you at my dad's office once, do you remember?
I can't believe you remember that.
I remember you. I thought that you seemed not boring. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I feel like I'm gonna crack open like...
Like what?
An egg. Or one of those really smelly French cheeses that ooze out everywhere when you cut them.
Nice. How long have you been up?
A while.
Is your sister up?
No. The flight leaves in a couple hours. I should probably wake her.
Let her sleep. She was doing some pretty serious drinking with the theoretical physicist last night.
I'll make her some coffee when she gets up.
Sunday mornings, I usually go out, get the paper, have some breakfast.
Okay.
Do you want to come?
Oh. Well, I should probably stick around until Claire leaves.
Okay. Do you mind if I stay?
No. You can work if you want.
All right. Should I?
You can if you want to.
Do you want me to go?
Do you want to go?
I want to stay here with you.
Oh.
I want to spend the day with you, if at all possible. I want to spend as much time with you as I can, unless I'm coming on way too strong right now and scaring you, in which case I'll begin backpedaling immediately. How embarrassing is it if I say last night was wonderful?
It's only embarrassing if I don't agree.
So?
Don't be embarrassed.
there. Drawer in the desk in my dad's office.
What's in there? Now?
Yeah, please.
Are you all right?
No. Theoretical physicist.
What happened?
Thanks a lot for leaving me alone with them.
That band.
Yeah. They were terrible.
They were okay. They had fun, I think.
Well, as long as everybody had fun. Your dress turned out all right.
I love it.
You do?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I was surprised you even wore it.
I love it, Claire. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, you're in a good mood.
Should I not be?
Are you kidding? No, I'm thrilled. It's just... Hold on a second, Katie. I'm leaving soon, and I
know, you said.
Well, I would still like you to come to New York.
Yes. January.
I would like you to move to New York.
Move?
You could stay with me and Mitch at first, and then you could get your own place. I've already scouted some apartments for you. Really cute places.
Well, what would I do in New York?
Well, you could do whatever you want. You could work. You could go back to school.
No, Claire, this is pretty major.
I realize that.
I know you mean well, okay? Well, to be honest, you were right yesterday. It's been a pretty weird couple of years, and I think I'd just like to take some time and figure things out.
But it would be much easier for me to get you set up in an apartment in New York.
I don't need an apartment. I'll stay in the house.
We're selling the house.
What?
I'm hoping to do the paperwork this week. I know that seems sudden.
No one was here looking at the place. Who are you selling it to?
The university, they've wanted it back for years.
I live here!
Come to New York. We'll have so much fun.
I don't believe this.
It would be so good. You deserve a change. This would be a whole new adventure for you.
Why are you doing this?
I want to help.
By kicking me out of my house?
This is my house, too.
Oh, please. You've been lived here for years.
I know that. You were on your own. I really regret that, Katie. And now I want to help.
You want to help now?
Yes.
Dad is dead.
I know.
He's dead. Now that he's dead, you fly in for the weekend and decide you want to help? You're late. Where have you been? Where were you 5 years ago? You weren't helping then. I was here. I lived with him alone.
I was working 14-hour days. I paid off the mortgage on this house while I was living in a studio apartment in Brooklyn.
You had a life. You had to finish school.
You could have finished school.
How?
I told you a million times to do anything you wanted.
And what about Dad?
He was ill. He should have been in a full-time professional care situation.
He didn't belong in the nut house.
He might have been better off.
He needed to be here. In his own house, near everything that made him happy.
Maybe. Or maybe some real professional care would have done him more good than rattling around in this mausoleum with you looking after him.
What about his remission? 3 years ago, he was healthy for almost a year.
And then he went right downhill again.
Well, he might have been worse in the hospital.
Well, he might have been better. Did he ever do any work again?
No.
No, and you might have been better.
Better than what?
You had so much talent.
You think I'm like Dad?
I think you have some of his talent. and some of his tendency toward instability.
Clara?
In addition to the cute apartments that you've scouted for me in New York, have you by any chance devoted some of your considerable energies towards scouting out another type of living facility for your bunkhouse little sister?
No, absolutely not. That is not what this is about.
Don't lie to me, Claire.
The resources that I've investigated...
Oh, my God.
If you want to do, all I'm saying is that the doctors and the people in New York are the best.
Jesus!
You wouldn't have to live anywhere.
I hate you.
Don't yell.
I hate you.
What are you doing here?
How long have you known about this?
A while.
Why didn't you tell me about it?
I wasn't sure if I wanted to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's going on?
God, Catherine, thank you.
I thought you might like to see it.
What is it?
It's incredible.
What is it?
Oh, it's a result. A proof. I mean, it looks like a proof. I mean, it is a proof. A very long proof. I mean, I haven't read through it all yet or checked it. I mean, I don't even know if I could check it, but it's... If it's a proof of what I think it's a proof of, it's a very important proof.
Well, what does it prove?
It looks like it proves a mathematical theorem about prime numbers, something that mathematicians have been trying to prove since there were mathematicians, basically.
You know about this? Is it any good?
What? It's historic. If it checks out.
What does it mean?
It means that during a time when everybody thought your dad was crazy, he was doing some of the most important mathematics in the world. If it checks out, it means you publish instantly. It means you hold press conferences. It means that all newspapers around the world are going to want to talk to the person who found this notebook.
Catherine.
I didn't find it.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, did you find it or did Hal find it?
Well, I didn't find it.
I didn't find it. I wrote it.
Oh, God, you know what he's like. You better get there. Catch you later.
Ah, Catherine. So nice of you to drop by.
Sorry, I'm late.
This work of yours.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's interesting.
You think so?
In that it has nothing to do with the problems I'd asked you to solve.
It won't happen again.
What happened? You simply couldn't control yourself?
No, I thought I should get all those ideas down while they were in my head, and then it was morning, and I couldn't come in with nothing.
But this is the third time that inspiration's overtaken you just at the moment when... You had to submit to my idea of what it is you should be learning.
A third? Really?
Differential equations don't interest you.
No, they do. I mean, yeah, they absolutely do.
No, but they didn't last night.
Not as much as usual.
I mean, I'm worried that your work is deteriorating. There are some good ideas here, but... It isn't a coherent mathematical argument.
Well, I didn't get time to finish it.
But mathematics isn't jazz. Even the craziest mathematics is working towards a proof.
Not all the mathematicians in my family are crazy.
Using the word in
a clinical way. No, I know, just for the record.
How is your father?
I don't know. I haven't been able to get in touch with him for a week. He's fine. Last time I talked to him was fine. He's been fine for months now. Nine months.
Yeah, he was a great man.
He still is.
You're gonna fail me, aren't you?
I'm giving you another chance to redo the problem set. You need an A. You're quite capable of earning one.
Thank you. Professor Bhandari?
Yeah?
Don't worry about me, okay? I'm gonna write you a really nice, fat set of answers that you're really gonna like. Spoke to Dad. No, it's fine. It's just that I normally talk to him every day, and I haven't been able to get a hold of him. Well, I'm glad that you're sure everything's fine. I feel much more comfortable. Thank you. What do you mean, what could have happened? I mean, he could have had a car accident. He could have fallen down the stairs and broken his hip. He could be running naked down the midway, for all I know. Yes, Claire, I know that you care about Dad. Yeah, as much as me. Okay, now can I please get off the phone? Dad?
Catherine, hi. What a surprise.
What are you doing out here?
I'm thinking. Writing.
It's 30 degrees. It's the middle of the night.
I know.
Well, aren't you cold?
Of course I am. I'm freezing my ass off.
So what are you doing out here?
It's too hot in the house. The radiators clank and I can concentrate.
I've been calling and calling. Did you not get my messages?
It's a distraction.
I didn't know what was going on. I had to drive all the way out here.
I can see that.
Why don't you answer the phone?
I'm sorry, Catherine. But it's a question of priorities, and work takes priority. You know that.
You're working?
God damn it! I'm working! I mean, I say I.
Machinery. Machinery is working, Catherine. It's on full blast.
All the cylinders are firing. I'm on fire. That's why I came out here to cool off. I haven't felt like this for years.
You're kidding.
No.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either, but it's true. It started about a week ago. I woke up, I came downstairs, made a cup of coffee. Before I could pour the milk in, it was like someone turned the light on in my head.
Really?
Yeah, not the light, the whole power grid. I lit up. It's like no time has passed since I was 21.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm back. I'm back. In touch with the source. The font, the whatever the source of my creativity was. All those years ago, I'm in contact with it again. I'm sitting on it. It's a geyser, and I'm shooting right up in the air on top of it.
God.
And I'm not talking about divine inspiration. It's not funneling down into my head and onto the page. You know, I'm not saying it won't be a tremendous amount of work. It will be a tremendous amount of work. It's not going to be easy, but the raw material is there. I see places for the work to go, new techniques, revolution, and possibilities. I'm going to get whole branches of the profession talking to each other. I'm sorry. I'm being rude. How's school?
School's fine.
You working hard?
Sure.
Faculty treating you all right?
Yes, Dad.
Made any friends?
Yes.
You dating?
Dad,
no details necessary. If you don't want to provide them, I'm just interested.
School is fine, okay? I want to talk about what you're doing.
Great, let's talk.
This work?
Yes.
It's here?
Part of it, yes.
Well, can I see it?
It's all at very early stage.
I don't care.
It's not actually complete. To be honest, it's all in progress. I think we're talking years.
Dad, it's okay. Just let me see anything.
You really want to?
Yes.
You're genuinely interested?
Dad, of course.
Of course. It is your field.
Yes.
You know how happy that makes me.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's enough here to keep me working the rest of my life, and not just me. I was starting to imagine I was finished, Catherine. Really finished. I was terrified I'd never work again. Did you know that?
I wondered.
I was absolutely bloody terrified. Oh. Then I remembered something. I remembered you. Your creative years were just beginning. You'd get your degree. Do your own work. If you hadn't gone into math, that would have been all right. Now, Claire's done well for herself. I'm satisfied with her. I'm proud of you! I know you've got your own work, and I don't want you to neglect that. You mustn't neglect it, but I could probably use some help. To be honest, I'd like you to help me, to work with me, if you want to. If you can work it out with your class schedule, I can help you with that and make some calls, talk to your teachers. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Well, Jesus, look, enough bullshit. You asked to see something. Let's start with this. I've roughed something out. It's a general outline for a proof. It's a major result. It's important. It's not finished, but you can see where it's going. Here.
That's very rough.
Is there any other work in here?
No, that's only...
Can I see it? I'm sorry, So you wrote this incredible thing, but you didn't tell anyone?
I'm telling you both now.
Catherine, I'm sorry, but I find this very hard to believe.
Claire.
This is Dad's handwriting.
It's not.
It looks exactly like it.
That is my writing.
I'm sorry.
Well, ask Hal. He's been looking at Dad's writing all week.
Well, I don't know.
Hal, come on.
I'm not a handwriting expert.
Well, whose writing does it look like?
It looks... I don't know what Catherine's handwriting looks like.
It looks like that!
Okay. Okay.
You know what I think? I think it's early and everybody's tired and just not in the best state to make emotional decisions. So let's just all take a breath.
You don't believe me.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know anything about this.
Never mind. I don't know why I expected you to believe me about anything.
Well, could you tell us the proof? And then that would show that it was yours?
You wouldn't understand it.
Well, tell it to Hal.
I mean, I could. We could sit down and talk it through. It might take a while.
You can't use the book.
For God's sake, it's 40 pages long. I didn't memorize it. It's not a muffin recipe. Oh, Jesus, this is stupid. Hal, tell her.
Tell her what?
Whose book is that?
I don't know.
What is the matter with you? You've been going through this other stuff. You know there's nothing even remotely like that up here.
Catherine.
Okay. Okay, we'll sit down and I'll talk you through the proof, okay? Okay, if Claire will please let me have my book back.
All right. Okay, talk him through it.
It would take days. It still wouldn't prove that she wrote
Why not?
Because your dad may have written it and explained it to you later. I'm not saying that he did. I'm just saying there's no proof that you wrote
this. Of course there isn't, but come on! He didn't write it. I mean, he couldn't have. Even in the year he was well, he couldn't work. You know that.
Okay, all right.
You're supposed to be a scientist.
Here's my suggestion, all right? I know 3 or 4 guys at the department, very sharp, disinterested people who knew your dad, knew his work. Let me take this to them.
What?
I'll tell them that we found something potentially major, and we're not sure of the authorship. I'll sit down with them, we'll talk through it carefully, and then we'll figure out what we've got. I mean, it might take a couple days, probably, but then we'd have a lot more information.
I think that's an excellent suggestion.
Can't.
Catherine!
You can't take it.
I am not taking
it. Oh, this is exactly what you wanted.
Oh, come on, Jesus.
You don't waste any time, do you? No hesitation. You can't wait to show them your brilliant discovery.
I am trying to determine what this is.
I'm telling you what
you
it is.
You don't know.
I wrote it!
It is your father's handwriting. Wait, at least it looks an awful lot like the writing in the other books. Maybe your writing looks exactly like his. I don't know.
It does look like his.
It's one of his notebooks, the exact same kind he used.
I told you. He gave it to me. I didn't show this to anyone. I wanted you to be the first to see it. I didn't know I wanted that until last night. I trusted you.
I know.
Was I wrong?
No.
I mean, I should have known that she wouldn't believe me, but why don't you?
I know how hard it would be to come up with something like this. I mean, you'd have to be your dad at the peak of his powers.
Just because you and the rest of the geeks worshipped him does not mean he wrote the proof,
he
Hal.
He's the best. My generation hasn't produced anything like him. He revolutionized the field twice before he was 22. I'm sorry, Catherine. You took some classes at Northwestern for a few months.
My education wasn't at Northwestern!
And so, it doesn't matter. It's too advanced. I don't even understand most of it.
You think it's too advanced?
Yes.
It's too advanced for you.
You could not have done this work.
But what if I did?
Well, what if?
It would be a real disaster for you, wouldn't it? You and the other geeks who barely finish your PhDs, who are marking time doing lame research, bragging about the conferences they go to. Wow. Playing in an awful band and whining that they're intellectually past it at 26 because they are.
When are you going to do some mathematics with me?
I can't think of anything worse. You want some Parmesan?
I'm all alone here. I have important things to say, and you're not helping. You used to love it.
Not anymore.
You know what a prime number was before you could read.
Well, now I've forgotten.
Don't be lazy, Catherine.
I haven't been lazy. I've been taking care of you.
You dropped out of school. You sleep till noon. You eat junk. You don't work. Dishes pile up in the sink. Some days you don't even get out of bed.
Those are the good days.
Those days are fever days, and you sweated them away. You'll never know what oceans of work you lost because you were moping. Moping in your unmade bed. Always moping, Catherine. Up until 4 p.m. sometimes, Catherine. I have you on my clock. You know I'm right. You know, I'm told by some very important people. You know, I know.
I've lost a few days.
How many?
I don't know.
I bet you do. I bet you count.
Knock it off.
How many days have you lost?
A month, around a month.
Exactly.
Dad, eat your dinner.
How many?
33 days.
Be precise, for Christ's sake!
I slept till noon today.
Make it 33 and a quarter days.
Yeah, all right.
You're kidding?
No.
Amazing number.
It's a depressing fucking number.
Catherine, if every day you lost were a year, it would be a very interesting fucking number.
33 and a quarter years is not interesting.
Stop it. You know exactly what I mean.
1729 weeks.
1729. Great number. The smallest number expressible as the sum of two cubes in two different ways. 12 cubed plus 1 cubed equals 1729.
And 10 cubed plus 9 cubed. Yes, we've got it. Thank you.
You see? Even your depression is mathematical. Stop moping. Do some work.
I figured out how to get a lower bound for L. Modification of Landau's Eagle.
What if the cell had a Ziegle Zero? You'd need an effective version.
Shit.
Catherine! Catherine!
What?
Ah, geez. Guy scared me. What are you doing there?
Sorry, I wanted to...
It's wonderful news. I think I've got it.
Is it possible, honey, that you just wanted to so badly and you deserved to do something special like this thing, this proof? Is it possible that you just imagined that you wrote it? Is that possible? It really was Dad's after all? Is that possible? You didn't kill him, sweetheart. He just died, that's all. He just died.
Hi, we're not here. Please leave a message.
Catherine, it's me again. I really need to speak to you. Please call me back.
I thought you'd left.
I had to delay my flight.
Where's Catherine? I need to talk to her.
She's inside.
This thing checks out. I've been over it with two sets of guys, old geeks and young geeks. It's weird. I don't know where the techniques come from. Some of the moves are very hard to follow, but we can't find anything wrong with it. I mean, there may be something wrong with it, but we can't find it. I've not slept. It's real.
Thank you.
See, I had to swear these guys to secrecy. They were jumping out of their skins. One email, it's all over. I threatened them, and I think we're safe. They're physical cowards. Where's Catherine?
This is not a good time.
You're leaving?
The flight is at noon.
You're taking her away?
Yes.
To New York?
Yes.
You're just gonna drag her away to New York?
She's entirely happy to come.
I'd like to speak to Catherine.
She doesn't want to see you.
Does she have any say in whether or not she goes?
She's been completely out of it, Hal. 5 days she wasn't speaking. Do you want your coat, sweetie? It's cold. I'll get your things. The movers will get anything we've forgotten. Are you all right?
It works. Thought you might want to know. I had to see you.
I'm leaving.
Just wait a minute.
What? Please. What do you want? You have the book. She told me that she gave it to you, so do whatever you want with it. Publish. Go for it. Have a press conference. Tell the world what my father discovered.
I don't think your father wrote it.
You thought so last week.
That was last week. I spent this week reading the proof. I mean, I think I understand it more or less. It uses a lot of newer mathematical techniques, things that were developed in the 80s and 90s. Non-commutative geometry, random matrices. I think I learned more mathematics this week than I did in 3 years of grad school.
So?
So the proof is very hip.
Get some sleep, Hal.
What was your father doing these last 20 years? He wasn't well, was he?
Are you done?
I don't think he would have been able to master those new techniques.
He was a genius.
But he was nuts.
So he read about them later.
Maybe. The books he would have needed are upstairs, in your room, some of them. He dated everything. Even his most incoherent entries, he dated. There are no dates in this.
The handwriting.
Parents and children sometimes have similar handwriting, especially if they've spent a lot of time together.
Interesting theory.
I like it.
I like it, too. It's what I told you last week.
I know.
You blew it.
This is yours, Catherine.
Too bad.
It's all yours.
Because the rest of it was really good. I loved your dad. I always liked you. I want to spend every minute with you. That's killer stuff.
I meant it.
You got laid and you got the notebook. You're a genius.
Talk to me, Catherine. This proof is yours.
Forget it.
You'll have to deal with it eventually, you know. You can't just ignore it. You'll have to get it published.
Leave me alone, Hal.
We'll take it at least.
I don't want it.
Come on, Catherine. I am trying to correct this.
You can't! Do you hear me? You think you figured something out? You run over here all pleased with yourself because you changed your mind. Now you're certain. You don't know anything. The book, the math, the dates, the writing, all that stuff you just decided with your buddies. It's just evidence. It doesn't prove anything.
Okay, what would?
Nothing. You should have trusted me.
I know. Claire sold the house.
She wants me in New York. She wants to look after me.
What do you need looking after? You looked after your father for 5 years.
So maybe it's my turn.
There is nothing wrong with you.
We should be on our way, honey.
You can't just walk away from this, Catherine. Pretend like it never happened and then go get a job at Urban Outfitters or something. Just take it.
Katie, honey, let's go.
Stay in Chicago. You're an adult.
I gotta go.
Please.
No.
Catherine, this isn't about me.
Katie, come on.
Don't you owe this to yourself, at least?
Goodbye, Hal.
Catherine! Catherine!
York City.
Can I see some photo ID, please?
Wow, you sure got a lot done.
Well, I had 5 extra days. I need some more coffee. Do you want some?
Am I on that list?
What?
Square away, crazy sister. Check.
It's not fair, Katie. I just want to take care of you.
Catherine!
What?
Stop! Jeez! Guy scared me. What are you doing there?
Sorry, I wanted to...
It's wonderful news. I think I've got it. What do you think?
Wow, Dad.
Can you believe it?
I knew you had it in you.
That's a pretty mealy-mouthed response. What about it? What do you think? Let's talk it through.
Not tonight. I'm tired.
Hey, come on. This is it. This is the beginning of our real work together. Or you think I've stolen the thunder because I broke through first? This is only the beginning.
I think we should call it a night.
Look, read out the first couple of lines. We go line by line, out loud, through the argument. See if there's a better way, a shorter way.
No, come on, tomorrow.
I've waited years for this, goddammit. Let's do some work together.
Dad, I think we should get some sleep.
Not until we talk about the proof!
I don't want to talk about the proof.
Goddammit, open the goddamn book! Read me the lines!
Let X equal the quantity of all quantities of X. Let X equal the cold. It is cold in December. The months of cold equal November through February. There are 4 months of cold and 4 of heat, leaving 4 months of indeterminate temperature. In February, it snows. In March, the lake is a lake of ice. In September, the students come back and the bookstores are full. Let X equal the month full bookstores. The number of books approaches infinity as the number of months of cold approaches 4. I will never be as cold now as I will in the future. The future of cold is infinite. The future of heat is the future of cold. The bookstores are infinite and so are never full except in September.
I'm exhausted.
can't wait to get back to the coffee at home.
We have a place where we buy all our coffee. They roast it themselves. They have an old roaster down in the basement. You can smell it on the street. Some mornings you can smell it from our place, four stories up. It's wonderful. Manhattan's best. Some magazine wrote it up. Who knows? But it's very good.
I think I'm actually going to give up coffee because it's bad for my nerves.
Catherine? Catherine!
Days have I lost? How can I get back to the place where I started? I'm outside a house, trying to find my way in, but it's locked, and the blinds are down, and I've lost the key. And I can't remember what the rooms look like or where I put anything. And if I dare go inside, I wonder, will I ever be able to find my way out? Sometimes in my head, I think it works, and then sometimes I just think it's crazy.
There's nothing wrong with you.
I think I'm like my dad.
I think you are too.
I'm afraid I'm like my dad.
You are not him.
Maybe I will be.
Maybe you'll be better.
It was like connecting dots. Some nights I could connect three or four of them. And some nights they'd be really far apart. I'd have no idea how to get to the next one if there was the next one. It just seems really stitched together and lumpy. Dad's stuff was way more elegant.
Talk me through it. Tell me what's bothering you.
You got a bit of ground to make up, Dobbs. You know that? And there's no way to prove that I wrote it.
No, but we could sit down, we could talk it through, and determine if you couldn't have.
If I go back to the beginning, I could start it over again.
Here.
I could go line by line.
Okay.
Try and find a shorter way.
There are a lot of questions I have.
I could try to make it.
Really, actually don't understand.